Holly, you have a program called Spark. It's a business incubator. Could you tell me a little bit about Spark and the organization that you're working with?
For sure. Well, I've actually been with my organization, Community Futures Grand Prairie and Region, since 1997. Our organization's been around since 1986. And since 1986, what we've been really focused on is rural business and rural economic development. And part of that is to support new and startup businesses with things like business planning, training, coaching, advising, facilitation, all of those types of things, linking them up with professional services. We also do finance for some of those startups. And since we've kind of been in operation, one of the things that we've really recognized is the need for some of our startup businesses to be incubated. And for anyone who kind of is familiar with that term, it really talks to how we can support a business in the best way, shape, or form. And most normally, people will think about incubation as being a physical space. And that's certainly part of what it is we have provided in the past and are providing now. But it's also that additional piece, the support, the mentorship, the feeling of a team. So sometimes when we get involved in doing business, we get so involved in doing business that we forget there's other people out there who can sometimes get us past the frustrations and the challenges, share their successes with us, best practices. So what we have been doing, I guess, for the last 31 years is providing an opportunity for those businesses to have access to a physical space at a reasonable rate, month to month, instead of long-term 3 and 5 years, so that they can test the market and see if it's something that's really viable for them. And Community Futures has supported that, usually because we have a space that might have an additional couple of offices. So it's been very incidental up until this last little bit. And then about 2 years ago, we started to work with the City of Grand Prairie and a number of other partners, GPRC Research and Innovation, Grand Prairie Regional Innovation Network, the partners under that, which are municipals, the Chamber of Commerce, that sort of thing, trying to identify how we could be a bit more intentional in the way that we support and grow our businesses. And so where that what came out of that, I guess, was this concept around the business incubator. And then I guess some months ago, it was announced that there was going to be some dollars available through the Alberta government specifically to support existing incubators.
Yesterday, you got some exciting news, $400,000 from the provincial government. So what is this $400,000 and what will it do for you?
Oh, it's such a boon for a nonprofit organization such as ours. I think it's a boon for the local entrepreneurs as well. And what we've been seeing for the last little bit is an increase in the number of clients coming through the door, looking at how they can take skill sets and their careers and put them into an entrepreneurial setting. So it's the perfect timing. These dollars, $400,000 over 2 years, provide the opportunity for the Spark Business Incubator to be more than just physical space. It allows us to do concierge services for the client and identify what their needs are, to help them put together action plans, to provide all the support that they need to create business plans and to do some training and stuff like that. But probably even more important is that client who comes through the door that identifies a need or something that they require. We all know businesses that are in startup mode usually are looking for the dollars. We do everything on a shoestring, just like we've been taught. And so if we had access to additional dollars, we could leverage those dollars into something larger. And that's where these funds come in really well, is that they can provide some dollars to help us leverage the assistance that that client might need. So it might be professional services like a patent lawyer, accounting, marketing, business coaching or consulting. All of those are things that might be something the client needs in addition to that space, and we can provide the full meal deal because there's a little bit of money attached to each of those clients that come in. So for us, this is like heaven because it means that we can do even more with that client than what we would normally do based on their budget.
Maybe we could look at the demographics in the Grand Prairie area because you're in northwestern Alberta. How many people are in Grand Prairie and how many would you be reaching with this program?
You know, it's kind of interesting because we look at rural Alberta and our numbers. The city of Grand Prairie proper has about 68,000 people in it. And then kind of the catchment area for our community is anywhere from like 250 to 300,000. So, I mean, there's a market there, certainly. I think if we were to consider the community futures region or even kind of the catchment area for Grand Prairie Regional College, we're looking at, you know, 100-110 kilometer radius. And that's probably larger. We're looking at maybe 100-110,000 people. That being said, a smaller population doesn't necessarily mean that we have less entrepreneurs. In fact, I would probably argue, and I think there's a lot of statistical information to show, that Grand Prairie and surrounding region is one of the most entrepreneurial communities in the country. And so when we start thinking demographically, we have one of the youngest populations in Alberta as well. So we have a large population of young people that kind of inherently think entrepreneurial, are strong leaders, are able to be big thinkers and think outside the box. And then we also have the alternate population of individuals who have amazing skill sets and career experiences who are looking to link into the employment market, the labor market in a different way, that maybe are kind of trying to consider how they can take the skill sets that they have and put those to use as an owner-operator in a business as well. So we have this kind of two distinct populations that have the same need, and that's to figure out how to take the idea and put it into reality. So it's pretty exciting that way, that we can actually link into a whole bunch of populations and key into that entrepreneurial spirit.
And what are some of the ideas that are coming forward?
You know, it's interesting because I got asked this yesterday and everybody's like, you know, are there specific businesses? And I would say, and probably benefit-wise for our region, is it's very diverse. The clients that come in are looking at, what am I good at? So if I was to generalize, probably 90% of the businesses that we're helping right now are service-based, and the rest are probably product-oriented. But the product-oriented businesses are trying to figure out how they can provide service with the product. And the service people are trying to figure out, are there products that we can be offering as part of our service? So we're trying to help them figure that out to diversify their customer base as well. But yeah, I mean, some of the things that I'm seeing are social media experts who are working with firms to help them not only create strategies, but to implement. And I think the easy button for entrepreneurs is always a good thing. We're seeing individuals who have new technology that they want to put to use for clients. So it might be a 3D scanner or something like that. And then there's the more traditional route, the individuals who have strong financial backgrounds and want to become bookkeepers or provide bookkeeping as an entrepreneurial opportunity and support small businesses. I also have a paralegal who is looking to provide those services or to increase the way that she does those services. So it's all over the spectrum. And I think that that's to our benefit because it means that we become more diverse in the way that we help our clients. And we have a larger database and network that we can connect them to.
And in that area, the core economy, I would assume, is based on agriculture, oil and gas, and forestry. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So those are our three main drivers. And certainly a lot of the individuals that we talk to will key into those main industries. It just makes a lot of sense. We do get a lot of owner-operators, individuals who are involved in transportation and hauling, oil field services, that sort of thing, and support those as best we can as well. We've seen a rise in the clients that we're working within the value-added agriculture realm, and just kind of figuring out how we can take what's traditionally been what we do as agriculture and how we can add value to it, appeal to a larger market in the same. And then on the forestry side, just kind of developing the skill sets. And I mean, we have a company that we work with that works with drones and has been doing some work in the forestry area, helping them to look at their forests and different land masses and things as well. So yeah, there's little ways that we can be assisting all of those clients that key into those three main drivers. And then on that service hospitality retail side, we can support to help those tertiary industries as well.
The $400,000 is part of a bigger program from Alberta Innovates. What can you say about your partnership with Alberta Innovates?
You know, that is probably really exciting for us. We have keyed into our local Alberta Innovates representative and feel like in the past couple of years anyways that there's been a real flow through from clients who are looking for innovation services and back and forth between our organization and there. And then keying back into that relationship, our Alberta Innovates individual here works very closely with Grand Prairie Regional College Research and Innovation. And so this kind of like, for lack of a better term, holy trinity, I guess, between what can we provide as a one-stop shop for business. So our partnership as Community Futures with GPRC Research and Innovation, with Alberta Innovates, and then adding on that municipal and, you know, chamber area with the city and the Chamber of Commerce just adds so much more value. So when I look at Northern Alberta and I look specifically at our region, where our success comes from is a willingness to collaborate. And we've kind of been leading edge on saying, let's figure out how we can do work together to fulfill everybody's mandate.
For those people who are interested in utilizing your services, how do they get in touch with you?
There's lots of ways. First and foremost, by phone, 780-814-5340. That's going to be your first point of contact, and then you'll talk to one of our concierges or talk to myself. The other way is to hit us up on Facebook. We have a Community Futures Grand Prairie and Region Facebook page. We will be having a Spark Business Incubator page as well. We'll be launching that in the next month or so. And I would actually encourage clients, if you want to see what the incubator looks like, check out the space. The best way to figure that out is to come up to the third floor, the 214 place in Grand Prairie on the north side, the tallest building in the city. That's where we are. We're open 8:30 to 4:30. Everybody's welcome to come check it out, have a coffee, ask us about what the incubator does, and we'll figure out how we can fit you.
That's really great. Thank you very much, Holly.
Thank you.